going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets, powered by FCN, presented by Game Plus Network. Chris Meany here with you, riding solo here on this Tuesday. I got a lot of picks for you. We're going to really hit up all the sports today like we usually do. A ton of action in the Major League Baseball around the diamond. Going to focus in on some later games, though. There are a couple early games, so just want to focus in on some later games. Those watching live on our FTN YouTube page, we appreciate you. Smash the like button. If you have any comments, any questions, leave them there in the YouTube section. Always circle back before a first pitch, tip off in the NBA, or puck drop in the NHL. If you are watching on Game Plus Network, we really do appreciate you. Of course, always a great lineup on Game Plus Network. But, you know, that show live on Game Plus at 2 Eastern and the replay at 5 Eastern. So just don't want to come in at the, you know, if you're watching the replay at Game Plus at, you know, 5 Eastern, I'm sitting there talking about afternoon games. Not cool. So I'm going to focus in on the later games. I have some MLB picks and some MLB props. Also take a look at the three stars from yesterday. Something that we'll continue to do here on this show. Kind of recap last night. Maybe a bit of a fantasy spin, betting angle from the performances. Top performers from the night before. We're going to do that as well in the association on the hard court. And then dive into some NBA picks a little bit later on in the show. And then in the NHL as well, a couple big-time performances, even though there were only a handful of games on the ice last night. So we'll dive into all three of those sports with some picks and some props and some fantasy stuff as well. Something that I wanted to get back into, I got my guy George to make me like 1,000 boards here today, so I didn't want to just retool this one. I want to get back into getting your guys' favorite pick. I mean, I've said so many times that we've started to create a bit of a family here at FTN and Game Plus Network with this show, and I want you guys to be part of it. I see some people that are hanging out live right now. Mike Convery in the house. Welcome in, dude. Just want to get your favorite pick of the day. Any sport, any pick, doesn't matter the odds. You want to come in here with, the Tampa Bay Lightning at minus 500 to beat the Detroit Red Wings tonight? By all means, that's your pick, your favorite pick, and I want to give you guys the goods at FTN. And I want it to be your choice whether you want a season-long MLB fantasy baseball package, you want the NFL season-long. I mean, you're still a few months away from NFL season, but we will get into heavy draft stuff next week as the NFL draft takes part next Thursday. We will have a show live on our FTN YouTube page as well. Jeff Ratcliffe, Jake Seeley's going to hop in. We're going to have you covered from an NFL draft standpoint, but maybe you want a DFS package. I see my guy Frank Brank, a.k.a. Bank, is absolutely off to a hot start in the Major League Baseball giving picks. And something I always tell you guys, just a friendly reminder, you have the FTN betting package. You have all the picks across all the sports from everybody. You got the Discord channel, access to some of the tools as well. Maybe it's a DFS package that you want. Maybe you want to get into some daily fantasy golf. Still a lot of hockey left up until playoffs. The NBA playoffs, of course, have already started. But, you know, we're covering NASCAR, we're covering esports, we're covering absolutely everything over at FTN. So maybe it's a DFS daily package that you want as well. So leave it there in the comment section, your favorite pick of the day across any sport, and we'll just take it, take all the winners. You got to win. Take all the winners, and we'll draw. And we'll do this all week. So you got all week to kind of get in, a couple days here left in the week. Do it again tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, and then actually, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do Friday as well. And then on Monday, we'll just take all those. I'll take all those picks, all those winners. You can have multiple entries in there as well. And then we will do a draw on Monday to give away a pack. I would like to give you guys a betting package just to kind of show off some of the tools and some of the picks that we have to offer. But again, it will be your choice. So a lot to get to here on this show. Going to recap last night. From all the major sports, we'll take a quick break here and we will start in Major League Baseball. There's a couple really solid matchups on the board. So we'll recap last night and we got a couple MLB picks and props for you as well. So Mean Streets, lots to get to here on Game Plus Network. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Mean Streets here live on Game Plus Network. Something I failed to say off the top for those that usually tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays mornings to Dangle Bet Selly, which is presented by PointsBet Canada. That show's just been pushed back to this afternoon, so check it out live on our FTN YouTube page. I'll tweet it out a couple times at Chris Meany on the Twitter machine. And again, if you are subscribed to our FTN YouTube page, then you will get notified when all of our shows go live. So it will be me, just solo. Eric Young will be back on Thursday as we are just 2 weeks away from NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. And we will have a playoff preview here on this show as well. We do have Pete Jensen of NHL.com, NHL Network. He is going to hop in on Friday. Him and I are playing each other in a fantasy hockey championship. So, you know, he messaged me and he's like, I hope, in tongue in cheek, he's like, I hope I kick your butt. And I was like, yeah, well, you know what? Got to come on the show here this week because we have a matchup. And so it's always nice to pick Pete's brain and see who he's thinking will, see who he thinks will go on a run, Stanley Cup run. And so look for that a little bit later on Friday. But again, if you are subscribed to our FTN YouTube page, you will see Dangle Bettselli live this afternoon running through a massive NHL game, massive NHL slate. But we do have some picks and some props on this show as well. Okay, so last night in Major League Baseball, here are the three stars that I chose. And there were a couple postponed games. So there's a couple players that, or a couple games that were just kind of crossed off the list. So I did, all these guys are owned, unfortunately. I wanted to come at you guys with one kind of waiver wire play, but I didn't really see anything spectacular last night around the diamond from just like a guy who could potentially be available in your fantasy baseball league. So Yordan Alvarez gets the first star for last night, 3-for-5. He was on the IL over the weekend, and he returned yesterday in a big way. 3-for-5, 2 homers. Yes, Yordan did it for Tino. Tino and I both have home run futures on Yordan Alvarez to lead the bigs in homers. I believe, you know, Caesars was offering 30-to-1. I think I have in the tracker 25-to-1, but we did still give 15-to-1. And then, yes, Shane Cy Young future is cooking. So part of this is like me kind of pat myself on the back and giving some love to Tino. A couple of things here. So Yordan is just a beast. If he stays healthy, he is going to flirt with the home run lead. I could see him getting 40-plus bombs here. 2 homers, 4 RBI, 3 runs last night against the Halos. Manny Machado wrote him up yesterday in our Diamond Data piece as a decent little play. With him and Will Myers, Will Myers didn't do anything, so that didn't work out. But Machado went yard, 3-for-4, 2 homers. Or 1 homer, 2 RBI and 2 runs against Nick Lodolo, who is a rookie pitcher for Cincinnati. I do believe he has a high ceiling. I think it's just going to take some time. It's a guy who really moved through the minor league system pretty quickly. He's struggled with command, and he's been hit hard. And so far, there's been some fly balls in his game. So I think we could continue if you're playing DFS, you know, getting in the betting prop world. We may want to pick on him just a little bit. Unfortunately, we're going to be tough on him over these next little bit. It just takes young pitchers a little bit, especially with the command. And he had no command issues, Lodolo, in the minors. But this is a different beast, clearly. And, you know, it may be a rough start for him. I'm sure there's some nerves in his game, maybe some aiming, pinpointing some of his pitches. The command just has not been there. And he's given up some hard, hard contact. So we give a little bit of love there to Manny Machado. And then I'm just an absolute sucker here for Shane McClanahan. I think we gave him on this show at 20-to-1 to win the Cy Young. I'm seeing 20-to-1 in most spots, but there are, like, you know, I think DK's got him at 14 now. I think PointsBet has him at 15 now as well. But for Shane McClanahan, I think you can still get a 20-to-1. Use our free prop shop and parlay calculator. Went into Wrigley yesterday and had a really strong start. And Chicago has been, last year they were one of the highest, and I think they were number one overall in strikeout rate. And they really struggled against lefties. This year, they've been hot to start. Now, they had a 4-game series in Colorado, which helps those numbers, inflated a little bit. But heading into yesterday, they led all of baseball in Team WOBA, and they did win that game. But for Shane McClanahan, the 9 punchouts, we had it in the bet tracker at 5.5 at plus money. This guy, so far to start the season here, 24 strikeouts, leads everybody in baseball. A 17.6 swinging strike percentage is number 4 in baseball, and a 40.7 K percentage is number 3 in baseball. And I went back and looked since the start of 2021. It was a very small sample for him, just 130 innings, I believe. This is just his second year in the bigs. A 15.1 swinging strike percentage, that's from FanGraphs, since the start of 2021. That is number 7 in all of baseball, minimum of 130 innings pitched. So he's got electric stuff. He hasn't gone deep into games. There's been a couple issues with walks and things like that. But when you're striking so many guys out, you know, that pitch count gets up, right? I mean, he's got a lot of swing and miss in his repertoire. But yeah, he's really, really good. I'll say that. And from a DFS standpoint, I think a little people were shying away from him yesterday because of the weather in Wrigley. So his ownership wasn't too high, and he certainly returned value there even without the W. So let's transition to from yesterday's three stars into a couple, hopefully these three players or three of the four that I present to you in prop land here will be the three stars for tomorrow. We get ahead of ourselves a little bit. Who knows? Maybe. I like Joe Musgrove here today, 6.5K. You know, 6.5 is a little high. I think it's a strong number, but a really good spot here against the Cincinnati Reds. And the Cincinnati Reds, they've been really struggling. They, obviously, you know, in the offseason, they've unloaded everybody. I mean, Joey Votto is still there. He's getting a little older. The Canadian boy, love Votto. But a lot of these guys, you know, that they shipped off, Nick Castellanos, Senzel, they still have a lot of swing and miss in their lineup. Eugenio Suarez is no longer there anymore. But so far, this is a Cincinnati team that has struck out 27.6% of the time, which is number two overall in baseball. Number two overall against lefties. Of course, Musgrove is a right-handed pitcher, but he's got 14 punchouts here and 12 and two-thirds to start, six strikeouts and eight strikeouts in his two games. So I like Joe Musgrove here to rack up a few Ks. And we saw Cincinnati yesterday has strike out a bunch in that game against San Diego as well. The home debut for Sean Manaea, and he was pretty strong in that game. Over to Boston here and Xander Bogaerts. You know, I'm just not a huge believer in Yusei Kikuchi. That's it. It's just I just don't feel like he has the stuff. There's a reason he's the back end starter for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Red Sox are heavy home favorites here today, throwing out Nate Eovaldi. But I like Xander here in this spot. I like Xander against lefties. I usually kind of key in on him or JD Martinez. Now, JD Martinez doesn't have the same sort of pop last year. You could see the decline, and he's not off to a great start here this season. But I do like Xander. You know, there's a plus money play here over 1.5 total bases. I was considering him for a home run as well. I think you can get it at plus 650 over at PointsBet. Use a free prop shop parlay calculator to get the best possible odds over at ftmbets.com. But yeah, for Xander here, back-to-back three-hit games, a 285 average and a 355 WOBA against lefties last season. Not spectacular numbers in terms of the WOBA, 355. Most of his power at the plate did come against righties, but a couple years ago, he was really, really strong against lefties. I like where he's placed inside the lineup in that three spot. Sometimes he gets into the two, but I do like Xander here over 1.5 total bases. And then Wander Franco did not play yesterday due to a quad injury. It does sound like he's going to return to the lineup here today for the Rays. And if he doesn't, I'm going to like Randy Arozarena as so it's one of the two, and I like both. They're both plus money plays, plus 110 here for Franco to get two total bases, plus 140 for Randy to get two total bases. So he's up against Justin Steele, and Justin Steele's been really good. But yesterday when we were having a baseball conversation with our guy from Number Fire yesterday, man, why is he escaping me, the name that we had on yesterday? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jim Saunas. Oh, man. Brutal. Nonetheless, there's a lot of names here to remember today on the show. Justin Steele, we can throw that back up in a second, George. But Justin Steele, he's been really good to start in his first two starts. You know, he's got 9 1/3 innings. He's hardly been touched. There's been really no barrels at all against him. And he's been keeping the ball on the ground. I'm just not buying it. I don't believe that he's a big strikeout guy. And so far, his contact rate is at 85% through two starts. Like, that is significant for a contact rate for anybody in the bigs. And overall, very small sample for his career at 76, but 85.3 so far this season. So for Franco, I mean, the 1.5 total bases at plus money, I think, is an absolute steal. This guy's for real. I mean, he's a fantastic hitter at the plate. Last season against lefties, he hit 357 with a 429 WOBA and a 181 WRC plus. He's got six multi-hit games so far this season, two in his last three. Arozarena's off to a really, 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 really slow start. But Arozarena had a really slow start last year, and he started to come around. So the reason I like both of these guys, like Franco, is obviously a fantastic hitter at the plate. But for Arozarena, struggling so far, to go up against a guy in two starts, and again, it's a very small sample, has already had an 85% contact rate. That's great news for a hitter maybe to turn things around, to go up against a guy that doesn't have a lot of swing and miss. He only has a 6.4 swinging strike percentage so far. We just talked about McClanahan. It was like three times that number. So giving up a lot of contact, not completely buying in. I know he's one of the hottest waiver wire pickups steal. I think he could have an okay season here, but giving up a lot of contact coming in on Franco. And then the home run here and Alex Bregman. There's a couple things I want to do with Bregman. I wanted to get in on the 1.5 total bases. I wanted to get in on him to have a run. I'm not seeing anywhere 1.5 total bases. I'm just seeing minus 200 for a hit. I'm seeing plus money for a single, certainly plus money for a double. I went with the long shot here for a home run at plus 700 for Alex Bregman. This is another guy who hits lefties really well for his career up against Patrick Sandoval today. And for Bregman, four starts this season against the Halos, and he's had multiple hits in all four of those games. He had a three-game series against Seattle where he went hitless, and he had a two-game series against Arizona where he just had one hit. These Astros just have a history of taking Angels pitchers deep and beating them around a little bit. We saw it last night with the eight spot that they had in Yordan Alvarez that we talked off the top of this segment. But Alex Bregman had two home runs to start the season against the Angels in Anaheim. And like I said, he's the four starts against the Halos, and he's had at least two hits in all four of those starts. And I think it's a pretty good spot. And this guy, again, historically really good against lefties. So if you can find, I couldn't find it this morning, but if you can find him at 1.5 total bases, Minus 200 for a hit is, you're never going to do that as a single. I don't advise it. You could put it into like a massive parlay or something if you want to do 4 or 5, getting a little cute that way. But if you can find 1.5 total bases, go for it. Maybe for him to score a run, he's hitting near the top of the order. I do like a lot of runs. I like the Astros. We'll get into it in the next segment. But if he can get on base for you, and then maybe there's clearly going to be an opportunity for guys to drive him in, maybe you can get the plus money for a run. But plus 700 for a home run, I think, is pretty good as well. So I didn't want to just give you guys, I think I started with the MLB season, I was excited. Just, here's four guys that I think can go yard. I want to help you guys maybe just win a little bit of cash. So I'll probably always give one or two home run calls on this show, certainly a couple in the bet tracker. But last time I came in with just a couple pitching props and a total bases props, we did fairly well. I think we went 4 for 4 last week. I'm not expecting to go 4 for 4, but if we can go 3 for 4, 2 for 4 with 3 plus money plays out of the 4, we will earn a bit of a profit. So Bregman, to do the home run prop for him, I wouldn't go full unit, half a unit. We could treat a unit. Anybody has any questions about units and how we kind of run them over at FTN, by all means, reach out and I'll talk to you guys about that. But we could just treat a unit as a dollar. Let's just say a buck. So if you're putting a buck on all those guys, maybe you just put 50 cents on a Bregman home run. And if he goes yard, you're certainly going to return value. You'll have a profitable night. Mike Convery checks in. RBI for Bregman is plus 190 on DK. I like that too. I think that he's, and Convery says he's going to be hunting for the 1.5 total bases. I'm going to be hunting for that as well. I think we could see it later on in the day if people are hammering just him to have, a single or him to have a hit into parlays. We could see that number change. But I do like him to get on base a couple times. I would rather go for the run than the RBI, but, Altuve atop the order, guys are going to get on base here today against the Angels, and then Bregman could be in a decent spot. But obviously, if he goes yard, we can get everything. We get the home run, we get the run, we get the RBI, we get the total bases. I do believe it's going to be an Alex Bregman night for the Astros. So let's break. I do have some more MLB I wanted to talk to you guys about. We're going to switch gears from the props and take a look at a couple picks. And I got a little crazy parlay that worked out for us yesterday, so we're going to go back to the well. Keep your luck. A lot of Mean Streets talk here on Game Plus Network. Watch Mean Streets live on Game Plus Network. Chris Meany here with you. Convery, you're right. I was watching that Angels and Astros game late last night, and Altuve ran that out. I think it was in the eighth inning, and he did come up lame. So he may have a couple days off due to a hamstring injury. I still like Bregman nonetheless. I still believe the Astros will have their way with Patrick Sandoval. And as you see here, I do like them as a couple MLB picks that I have in the FTN bet tracker as of right now. The Astros at minus 150. We got them yesterday in the bet tracker at minus 130. Had them on the run line as well at plus money. And as you see there, I still like this run line. So last night had Houston and San Diego in the FTN bet tracker as like 0.5 units. Again, treated as 50 cents. It was plus 439 for those two teams to win. And I like them both again here today with Houston and San Diego. Valdez on the mound for the Astros, and then, you know, giving some love to Musgrove and San Diego there. You're right. Those pesky White Sox. I'm on them, dude. Plus money. I know Shane Bieber's on the hill, but I do like the White Sox. I'll take them every single time, dude. I can get them at plus money. You know that I'm a sucker for this White Sox team. I have been riding them to start the season, and I really do like them. Even in a matchup against Shane Bieber, I'm completely fine with it. But back to the Astros for a second. Last season against the Halos, 12-5. This season, took three of the first four in Anaheim. And then last year, too, out of those, you know, 17 games and the 12 wins that they had in those 17 games against the Angels last season, there were nine of them where they won on the run line. So not only were they beating the Angels, they were really smacking them in the mouth. I don't like to come in here and give a lot of run line plays. It's tough to give those kind of plays. To ask for a team to win by a couple runs is asking for a lot. That's why I say at the bottom there, the half of the unit. I actually will personally take the Astros to win by a couple runs here today. But that's just me being a little crazy, and I want to try to give you guys some solid plays here. So the Astros on the money line at minus 150. George has got the Labatt there next to Devers. I don't know. Maybe for me, picking the Sox. I know they didn't win for you yesterday on Memorial Day, I do believe, at Fenway. The early afternoon game didn't get it done. But I like Boston here at minus 140 against the Blue Jays. I actually kind of like some runs in that game as well. The difference to me is the pitching matchup here. Nate Eovaldi on the bump. Clearly Boston's best pitcher. I think he's a top 25 pitcher in fantasy land. I think he has a lot to offer. And then on the other side, as I mentioned, Yusei Kikuchi. I'm just not a huge believer in what he has to offer. There's a lot of Red Sox in the lineup that hit lefties really well. Even Devers, a lefty on lefty. You mentioned JD, you know, Xander. We haven't really seen it from Trevor Story yet to start his Boston career. Ricky Hernandez was one of the best hitters last season against lefties for the Boston Red Sox. He's going to set the table for Boston. So I think we'll see some runs in that game. But ultimately, I like the money line play. Talked about the White Sox there. Money line play on the road against Shane Bieber. But I do like them as long as the guys are hitting. That's the one thing. Coming in here a little bit early, we don't have the lineups. I would assume everybody is good to go for the Chicago White Sox. And the one thing, too, with the Astros pick, I don't expect to see Mike Trout. He's probably going to have another day off. He got hit in the hand on a pitch on Sunday. He didn't play yesterday. So no Mike Trout in that lineup is obviously not great news for him. Shohei hasn't had a day off yet. Maybe he gets a day off, but Anthony Rendon was a late scratch yesterday due to a stomach bug as well. So, I mean, they're just going to be undermanned against what I do. And it pains me to say this, but the Astros are still one of the better teams in all of baseball. They still are, even with losing Carlos Correa and Brantley getting a little bit older. Michael Brantley leads the team in hits. Yuli Gurriel is a little bit older. He was one of the best hitters in all of baseball last year, flirting with the batting average title. So the Astros still have so much to offer offensively, like Jeremy Peña. Look for Jeremy Peña maybe to potentially lead off for this Astros team. I wouldn't be shocked if Altuve is going to miss some time. Peña going to maybe he gets out of that, you know, 8 or 9 spot, which he's been hitting. Maybe he hits the top of the order. I wouldn't be shocked to see that. He's got a little bit of speed. Leave maybe Brantley in the 2 or in the 3. Mess around with him and Bregman. And Peña's a guy that we talked about a couple times on this show. Great waiver wire pickup. A must-own and keeper in Dynasty Leagues. And another guy that I was considering over 1.5 total bases or just to get a hit. You can get really good odds on Peña, of course, as well. Keuchel is the only problem for the White Sox. Yes, I do agree. He still is a guy that keeps the ball on the ground. He gives up a lot of contact. He doesn't have a lot of swing and miss. Clearly, Mike knows that, being a White Sox guy. But for the moment, the White Sox are healthy offensively. And apart from Moncada, who I'm hanging on to him in one of my leagues, and I think people should as well. If you see him drop, maybe you can grab him, stuff him on IL. So those are the picks. Even though with no potentially no Trout and Rendon, I do still like some runs, and you saw there on the pick board, 8 over, over 8 at plus 100. I think it's pretty decent. There's a lot of low odds today. San Fran and a lot of low totals, I should say. San Fran and the Mets playing today. Webb and Scherzer, that's at 6.5. I kind of wanted to give you guys the under 6.5. It seems like a sucker bet, but I could see a 1-0, 2-1 game with Scherzer and Webb on the bump for their respective teams this afternoon. But I think the Astros probably do enough damage to get to that 8 total themselves. Maybe they get to 6 runs or so. And I do like Patrick Sandoval as a pitcher, but he did struggle with some command to start, and the Astros have a lot of good hitters against lefties. So that's all the baseball talk for now. Anything pops up, you guys have any questions, any more plays, we can certainly dive into that. But going to switch gears and talk a little hockey. We're going to take a look at the 3 stars from last night, add some NHL props, and some NHL picks for you on Mean Streets. Keep her locked. Ton of action in the NHL here tonight. Before we get into some props and some picks, again, a friendly reminder, Dango Batselli will be live on our FTN YouTube page a little bit later on. It is presented by PointsBet Canada. We do have pointsbet.ca inside the link of the description already set up over at FTN YouTube page. Again, asking you guys to subscribe to our FTN YouTube page. You get notified right away when we go live. It will be just myself riding solo through all the games. We'll take a look at every single game from a betting angle, a DFS angle, as well as a fantasy hockey angle, because I know a lot of people out there are, you know, chasing down a fantasy hockey championship this week. So any questions, you guys can hang out and I will address all of that stuff. So let's take a look at the 3 stars from last night before we get into tonight's action. Elias Pettersson, my goodness, like this guy is on an unbelievable run. He was so quiet to start the season. A lot of people were just wondering what the heck was wrong with him, myself included. All of a sudden, boom, 29 goals in the season, 34 assists. Got to give a lot of credit to Bruce Boudreau, man. You really do. He came in and turned this Canucks team around when it looked like they were going to be a bottom five team in the NHL. Last night against Dallas, a huge win for the Vancouver Canucks, who were still slightly alive. Maybe I like their chances a little bit more than Vegas. They've won 6 straight games. They had a 6-2 victory last night against the Stars. They play again tonight at home against Ottawa. I like Elias Pettersson again. I did have the over 2.5 shots yesterday in the bet tracker. Didn't get that. He was stuck on 2. I'm probably going to go right back to it again as long as the price is okay. I didn't see anything as of this morning, but you know, I'm not going to present it to you guys in this, you know, this next little segment here when it comes to shot props. But I think he's definitely in play for a goal, maybe an apple, an assist. This guy he's got goals in 3 straight games. He's got multiple goals. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4 multi-goal showings over the past 3 weeks. He's riding a 3-game point streak where he's got 7 points over that span. He's had at least 3 points in 1, 2, 3, 4 of his last 6 games. He's been one of the hottest goal scorers over the last 2 months of the season. Not just goal scorers, but like a point producer. And he's getting a ton of ice time. He's flirting with 21, 22. He played 25 minutes a couple nights ago against the San Jose Sharks, a 4-2 victory. So they're really leaning on him. No Bo Horvat for the little bit. So he is a Brock Besser return to the action last night too. Had a decent game as well. I'd probably lean Brock over Elias. I think you get better odds for Brock if you are picking Canuck. But this guy, again, tonight against the Sens. Sens played last night on the road, traveling over to Vancouver. Going to be more urgency in the Canucks game, fighting for that playoff spot. And Elias Pettersson, the minutes are going to be there. And from a shot prop standpoint, like I said, he was at 2 yesterday. But before that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He had cleared in 7 straight games, so 7 of his past 8. Just got a little bit unlucky yesterday. Johnny Hockey. Johnny Gaudreau, man, the season continues for Johnny Hockey. Another 2 goals for him last night. This guy needs to be in consideration for the Hart. I don't think there's really any question about it. 107 points he has. Matthew Tkachuk is just a couple away from 100. The Flames are rolling. We had them last night in the puck line, in the FTM bet tracker on the puck line, a 5-2 victory, a 9-1 victory a couple nights before that. So they're playing again tonight, second half of a back-to-back in Nashville. It's a really tough spot, you know, to go back-to-back, even though last night was a bit of a cakewalk for them against the Blackhawks. Now they play Nashville tonight. The Predators are playing for their playoff lives and at home. I don't know if he'll get involved with the puck line, but I do like them on the money line. I think you can get them around minus 130. But for Johnny Hockey, he's got back-to-back games now with 2 goals. He had 4 points the other night. He's got 6 multi-point games in his last 8. What a season. Like, the guy needs to be... I'm going to check this out on the fly. Actually, I'll check it out in a second. Thatcher Demko, give him a little bit of love. As the 3rd star of the night, I just wanted to give him a little bit of love for the victory that he had, and he's won 5 straight games. It's been a big reason why the Canucks have kind of turned the corner around. Not that he was a reason that they were losing to start the season. Clearly, they needed a coaching change, and Boudreau is just... Dude knows how to win, right? In the regular season, he just gets it done. Not as lucky in the playoffs, but he gets it done. I wanted to see on the fly what Johnny Hockey's MVP odds are. He's 16-1 to win the MVP. Is it a lock that Matthews is getting it? I don't know if it's a lock. And he's not healthy. Is he playing tonight? He's at the 100-point mark. There's so many great candidates. Jonathan Huberto is over 100 points. Johnny Gaudreau. I really don't know who the three finalists are going to be. I don't think it's going to be Igor Shesterkin, but in my opinion, he probably should be the Hart winner. Without him, the Rangers are, I don't think they're a playoff team. He has been so good for them, and that's what the MVP should be, should it not? You take away Matthews from the Leafs, they're still a playoff team. They're loaded offensively, and I don't want to take anything away from Matthews. He's been phenomenal. He's had a great season. Like, 50-50, and doing things that haven't been done in the NHL since the mid-90s, Mario Lemieux. Like, he has been unbelievable. But Marner's alongside him, and he's been great. Huberto's got fantastic players. I don't even think Huberto's the best player on his team. Alexander Barkov is fantastic, right? He doesn't get the credit and the love that he deserves. Johnny Hockey, like, Tkachuk is having a great season. Markstrom's great in goal, too. You take away Johnny Gaudreau away from the Flames. No disrespect to Matthew Tkachuk, but he's not having the season he's having. Elias Lindholm is not flirting with 40 goals. There are four or five guys I can make a case for. If you're looking for a long shot bet here today, Johnny Gaudreau at 16-1 over at BetMGM. 0.5 unit, 0.25. Put a buck on it. Anything. I think he's going to be in the running. I would say the three finalists, we're not even talking about McDavid, right? I think the three finalists will probably be Matthews, Gaudreau, and Huberto. Wild. It really is. There's a lot of guys who have hit the century mark and a couple more who could hit it. A lot of big-time performances this season. I don't remember a Hart race this tight in a long time. I really don't. Okay, props for tonight. NHL props, and then we'll get into some picks in the next segment. But this is what I'm thinking from an NHL prop standpoint. Just going to come at you with a couple shot props here. I'm going to lead with Adrian Kempe. Adrian Kempe's got a matchup here against the Anaheim Ducks. Kempe's been really, really good to us over the past couple of months, and I'm surprised he's checking in with a really decent odds. I thought we would get him. I thought he'd be like minus 155, minus 160. Over at Caesars, minus 125. DK's got him at minus 130. We do have a link inside the description of this video for those that are in Ontario, in the Toronto area. A shout out to you guys over at Anthem Sports and Entertainment that you can click that link and it'll bring you to all kinds of goodness. You get some nice sign-up bonuses over at Caesars, which is available in Ontario. So for Adrian Kempe, he's cleared 2.5 shots in 7 of his last 9 games, getting a lot of ice time. Kings are fighting for a playoff spot. They're willing to double shift their top line, which he is on there with setup man Anze Kopitar. But not only has Kempe cleared 2.5 shots in 7 of his last 9, he's had at least 5 shots in 5 of his past 6 games. He's had 7 shots in 2 games over that span, and another game where he had 5, actually a couple games where he's had 5. So he's cleared this pretty easily. Like I said, a matchup here against the Ducks. Their numbers, according to Natural Stat Trick, over the last 4 weeks of the season at 5-5 per 60. Anaheim has allowed the fifth most shot attempts per 60. And shots on goal, they're inside the top 10 at number 9. So the shot attempts should be there. And speaking of shot attempts, I was just trying to figure out which Minnesota Wild I wanted to go with here today. I think Kaprizov at 3.5. You know, it's tough to, I get it. You guys are watching, hanging out. I don't really want to go to a 3.5, but for Kaprizov, he's cleared this number in 5 of his past 7 games. The Habs, again, using Natural Stat Trick, and 5-5 per 60 over the last 4 weeks of the season, no team has allowed more shot attempts than the Montreal Canadiens. And shots on goal, number 3 overall, they lead the NHL in allowing shots per game. This is a really nice spot for the Minnesota Wild. The Canadiens are rolling out a lot of inexperience on their blue line. I don't know if Price is going to play. They gave it their all the other night when Price made his return against the Islanders. I thought they played nearly a perfect game, and they still lost that game, and they gave up like a 3-on-0 breakaway. They just have so many holes defensively. Kaprizov is in play, in my opinion, at 3.5. I think his center, Ryan Hartman, is at plus money for 2.5. I think he's in play. If you're looking for a long shot on the Wild in that game, I like Matthew Boldy at plus money at 2.5 as well. He had 5 shots the other night. But the Wild are really cooking. They're playing strong. They're a legitimate Stanley Cup contender, even though they're on the road. I like a lot of their forwards to put pucks on net here today. And on the other side, there's no Cole Caulfield, but he's been hitting consistently at 2.5. I do like him, but he's at minus 150. So we're getting a better price here for Kaprizov. But don't ignore those other Wild players. Hartman, maybe Joel Eriksson Ek, but certainly Matthew Boldy. And Fiala's at 3.5 as well. There's just so many guys here that are in play. If I wanted to rank the Minnesota players, I would go Kaprizov, Fiala, Hartman, Boldy, and then Joel Eriksson Ek. Vladimir Tarasenko is probably one of the hottest players going in the NHL right now. He's cleared 2.5 in 5 of his past 8 games. He played the Bruins last week. He had 5 shots on goal. I typically stay away from attacking the Boston Bruins. They're one of the stingiest teams at 5-5. But what Tarasenko is doing right now, 15 points over a 6-game point streak. He's got 8 goals over that span. He had a hat trick the other night. He's just absolutely feeling it. Robert Thomas is his centerman, who's been plus money for an assist over 3 weeks. This guy has been unreal as well. He's going to be plus money again for an assist, and I'm going to go right back to the well with him. But Tarasenko, Buchnevich, and Robert Thomas has been one of the hottest lines going in the NHL over the past month or so. So I'm going to take over 2.5, and you're getting it at a decent price, minus 125 for Tarasenko. And then the bonus is a long shot play, a little bit of a plus money play. I was actually trying to figure out which Florida Panther I wanted to go with. Over the last 5 weeks, again, natural stat trick, the Islanders have given up the 4th most shots at 5-5 and the 2nd most shot attempts. 7 weeks in a row, the Islanders have had 5-game weeks. You remember how they started their season with 13 games in a row on the road, and then COVID kind of ramped through their team, and then they missed a bunch of time. They were away for a little bit. The schedule has been, it's been one of the worst schedules I've ever seen. If I was an Islanders fan, I'd actually be pretty ticked off with the way that things have gone this season. Last year, Game 7, Eastern Conference Finals. Lost to the Bullets by what, a goal? The year before that, Eastern Conference Finals. Game 7. I think they lost to the Bolts again. This is a team that should be much better this season. Ilya Sorokin has got the second best save percentage in the NHL. He's been absolutely lights out all year. The schedule has been so awful to them. It's been brutal. To have 5-game weeks for 7 straight weeks, teams don't even have multiple 4s in a row, let alone 5s. So they played a lot of hockey. And they've given up a lot of rubber lately, right? So inside the top 5 in shot attempts and shots allowed of 5-5 per 60 over the last little bit. So there's a lot of different Florida Panthers you can go. I think overall my favorite play on the board may be Sam Bennett. I didn't give it to you guys because it's minus 175. You can put him into a parlay. I think Huberto's in play at 2.5. But there are 2 Florida players on that top line with Barkov that are both plus money. Carter Verhaeghe at plus 140. And then Duclair that you saw as the bonus at plus 135. The reason I went with Duclair, believe me, I was back and forth on both guys. Which way am I going to go here between these 2 players? Because I want to really give you guys a winner. I think they're both in play, but I lean with Duclair, who has hit more consistently over the past couple of weeks. And the reason I leaned with Duclair is because he's averaging just over 2.5 minutes per game on the power play. He's on the first power play unit, where Verhaeghe's on the second unit. And that first power play for Florida is loaded. They got, man, the way they move the puck around is so filthy. They got Barkov, they got Huberto, and they got Giroux, and then they got Sam Reinhart. So they roll with 5 forwards. They got Duclair on the half boards, and he's the guy that's wide open because they got Barkov kind of playing pitch and catch with Huberto, and you know, Giroux is a pass first guy, and then Reinhardt's down below the net, kind of another guy that looks across the ice for Duclair. I saw it perfectly last week when they played pitch and catch, and then Reinhardt sent it over to Duclair, and it was a one-timer back of the net. That's what I'm seeing from Duclair. Like that he's on that first power play unit, and I like the fact that they look for him on that first power play unit as the guy that, you know, if you're going to leave one guy alone out of the 5, you're going to leave Duclair alone, and he gets a couple open opportunities. So I like him to score tonight, and I like him to have 2.5, 3 shots to clear that 2.5 shot. So I got a lot more plays for you. Dangle Batselli, there's a lot. I'll throw one more at you. Adam Fox, plus 155 for 2.5 shots. I think he's got at least 4 shots in 3 straight games. A pretty good spot for him tonight as well against the Winnipeg Jets. So going to have a lot more shot props, point props, all that good stuff. But we do have some picks. We'll break and we'll come back. I've got a couple NHL picks for you. Keep her locked. Welcome back in. Going to continue the NHL talk. I didn't think that I could. I knew, right? I'm going solo here today. I'm going to try to get some guests to split up so you don't have to just sit there and listen and watch my mug and ramble on forever. And I was looking at the time, I'm like, okay, we want to pace this show out a little bit, so I'll just keep it like 8 minutes some hockey talk, and then 8 minutes again more hockey talk. And of course I went like 13-14 minutes. It's easy for me to sit here and talk hockey with you guys. A ton of action again on the ice, so this is what I'm thinking from a pick standpoint. And again, we'll have more over at Dangle Batselli. I'm the artist in the house. Better late than never. What's up? You did not miss DBC. We do hope to see you a little bit later on. So no surprise, picking on the Canadiens here. I'm surprised we're getting this number. I don't know if Carey Price is playing, to be honest. I don't think it really matters. And, you know, Carey Price certainly still has it. In my opinion, we saw it last year firsthand in the playoffs. He brought the Canadians all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, and he is getting the start tonight. I thought they'd give him a bit of a break and maybe give him Philadelphia on Thursday. I still like Minnesota here. You know, this may even turn into a plus money play because Price is in net. He can only do so much, guys. The Wild are cooking. They're right there. They're feeling the playoffs. They're 6-1-3 in their last nine games. They're strong on the road, 20-14-5. You know, Fleury going back and forth between Fleury and Talbot. Eventually, they're going to have to choose Minnesota. You're going to have to make a decision, and I think that guy needs to be Fleury. But nonetheless, they have been going back and forth. I do like the Wild here on the puck line. The Florida Panthers, I like on the puck line as well. I'm always going to take them when I see these kind of odds, even though they're on the road against the Islanders. I just picked on the Islanders a whole lot in that last segment, giving up a lot of rubber. Second in shot attempts, inside the top four in shots allowed at 5-5, high danger chances inside the top five. At 5-5 per 60 over the last month of the season, according to Natural Stat Trick. This is an Islanders team, again, that's played a lot of hockey lately. They can feel like they're officially out. Like, they're not making the playoffs. They're eliminated. They're just not feeling it right this season. And you know what a team that's feeling it right now? The Florida Panthers have been feeling it all year long. They've won 10 straight games. Not only have they won 10 straight, they've dominated in those 10 games. They have so much firepower offensively. They are such a fun team to watch. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling pretty good about the 26-1 Stanley Cup bet that we had to start the season. Feeling pretty good about the 5-1 to win the Atlantic. We get a W here tonight and a Leafs loss. That should all be wrapped up with the Florida Panthers having a game in hand and only having 7 games left and an 8-point cushion on the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm a big, big fan of what the Florida Panthers have to offer. I don't know if their style is going to swing in the playoffs. When I say that I'm a fan of the 26-1, I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous because you know, it's going to be a bloodbath in the Eastern Conference. But I'm going to ride them today to win by a couple goals on the road, plus 125. I like the LA Kings here in 60, a matchup against the Anaheim Ducks. The LA Kings, they should be desperate, 77 games, 90 points. They got a big favor last night from the Jersey Devils. The Devils beat Vegas. Man, it really does look like the Golden Knights are going to miss the playoffs. 87 points, they're 3 back of the Kings. They have no games in hand. A week ago, the Golden Knights controlled their own fate, their own destiny. It was all in their hands because they had 2 games in hand and they were only 3 points back. But, you know, they've lost 2 straight games now. And the Kings, a really good spot here tonight against the Ducks. I feel pretty good about riding them to win in 60. And then another team that's just as hot, really, as the Florida Panthers over the past month is the St. Louis Blues. They've won 9 straight games. They're 26-9-4 on home ice. They get a matchup against the Boston Bruins. The Bruins are good by all means, but David Pastrnak is already ruled out of that game. So I am going to lean with St. Louis here. And just, you know, what they've done offensively has been unreal the past month. That this is a team that is really clicking at the right time. I have questions about their goaltending. I like their defense. It's pretty solid. Like, Krug is a great offensive mind. You know, they bring in Letty, some more depth there. Pareko is a really good defenseman that not a lot of people talk about. But offensively, what they're doing with Perron and Riley, and then Kyrou on that third line, and then Thomas and Tarasenko on that second line with Pavel Buchnevich, they're a team that's just really feeling it right now offensively. And I think that's going to continue here tonight. Even though the Bruins are a stingy team defensively and pretty strong in goal, I do like St. Louis on home ice today. I think pretty decent odds. One more segment here on Mean Streets. We're going to wrap up with some NBA talk. Don't go anywhere. Let's take a look at last night's 3 stars in the association. Only 3 games, but there were some big-time performances last night. I think I did pretty poorly with just my NBA picks. I like the Raptors to cover. I didn't know everybody was going to be sick in that game. That's my apologies. There was another blowout as the 76ers had their way with the Raptors. Toronto's in trouble, but the series does return home. Toronto's got to take care of business at home, get healthy, and we'll see if they can get back into the series. But Embiid, it was really just no contest again. It just looked like Toronto just didn't have the effort last night. Again, there were some guys like Gary Trent left illness. There's some guys that are sick. Clearly, you could tell. But 31 points and 11 boards for Joel Embiid. Stephen Curry, we did have the Clay threes from that game. We did have Curry at plus 140 in the bet tracker to have 3 threes. Man, he did this in 22 minutes of action. 34 points, 5 threes, 3 boards, and 4 assists. Like, we're never going to get plus 140 for 4 trays again for Curry. But my goodness, man, that guy the Warriors just look unstoppable right now with Poole and Clay and Curry. They really do like look like the Warriors of old. I think that they're going to sweep Denver. Maybe Denver gets one at home. I think if there's anybody going to give a really good run to Phoenix, it's going to be the Warriors and company. But how about Jalen Brunson last night? My goodness, this guy's going to get paid in the offseason. Stepped up without Luka on the floor. 41 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, 6 trays. I loved him when he was a member of Nova when they went on their championship run there. In the Madness tournament, he was phenomenal. Jalen Brunson's been really, really good. His usage rates are solid when Luka's not on the floor, but a big come from behind victory. I did have Utah on this show as well, so the basketball props not as good. I got a couple more as we transition into tonight's games on the slate, so a couple props to look at here. I'm really just attacking the Suns game. You see McCollum on the board. No jinx here. So I like CJ McCollum over 2.5 threes. You can get that at -115 everywhere, basically. Again, use our free prop shop. He went 3 for 8, had 25 points, but he went 3 for 8 from beyond the arc. I like him over 2.5 threes. Inside that same game, I like Chris Paul over 16.5 points. He had 30 points in game one. He's been a beast. And I like Devin Booker over 2.5 threes at a decent price as well. He went 4 for 8 from beyond the arc. I think the Suns continue to roll. That game was pretty tight towards the end, but I do like the Suns by double-digit points. I think the Grizzlies with some desperation. I don't think Memphis is going to go on a deep run in these playoffs. They're new to the playoffs, a lot of young pieces. It typically doesn't work out for those new teams. It takes a little bit of time. I won't be able to give them the benefit of the doubt against the Suns or the Warriors, but because they lost game one, even though these Timberwolves are feeling it right now, they're feeling themselves, they want to play in game, they got in, it's kind of them against the world, they're not playing with any pressure, but I do like the Grizzlies at home court, maybe a little bit more desperation in their game to win and cover here, and I think the Heat roll as well. I know I'm coming in with some chalky plays here, but the Heat had their way against the Atlanta Hawks, 115-91. Their defense is just so phenomenal. But my favorite plays would be CJ and Booker over 2.5 threes, Paul over points, Suns to roll, and the Grizzlies to roll as well. Thanks for taking the time to hang out. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good one. Cheers.